Yes, for example, in the Ministry of Human Rights, we have an initiative of the voluntary principle, which allows the state to evaluate and assess, to monitor and check and intervene where necessary in instances of mining, where mining takes place, to ensure that it is not violating human rights or opening the door to a potential violation of human rights, nor opening the door to potential labor exploitation of children working in the mines, or the potential exploitation of women and girls globally speaking. So this voluntary initiative is one in which the government participates via the Ministry for Human Rights. And this innovation is intended to twin respect and upholding for human rights and respect for the climate and protecting the climate, as well as economic development together. We have a human rights and environment unit within the Ministry of the Environment, I think one of my colleagues referred to it earlier, which monitors and assesses government action to ensure that there are clear steps taken to promote and protect human rights in natural resource exploitation efforts or undertakings in business enterprises, etc. They work in close cooperation with other key sectoral ministries who have anything to do with forestry, mining resources, mining of resources, etc., infrastructure. I think that is the last useful